Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. Fourth week of the 2020 regular legislative session has passed. The deadline for making requests for general bills and constitutional amendments to be drafted is Thursday, February the 20th, 2020. The 2020 Census Appropriation Measure heads to the Governor, Senate Bill 2149. On Thursday, January 30th, 2020, the Mississippi House passed Senate Bill 2149, also known as the 2020 Census Appropriation Bill, sending the measure directly to the governor since there were no changes to the original measure. The Senate first passed this measure out this Tuesday. Senate Bill 2149 appropriates funds from the State General Fund to offset the expense of the census incurred by the State Department of Finance and Administration, also known as DFA. The funds are to last until the census is completed, around June 30th, 2020. The funds can go to things like advertising, media, marketing, and public relations services, or however DFA decides as it pertains to promoting the census. The amount of this appropriation is $400,000. Legislators hold hearings regarding regional county jails. As various legislation is introduced to reform the state's prison system, legislators gathered on Wednesday, January the 29th, with local county law enforcement officials, county supervisors, and other interested parties regarding the role regional county jail facilities could play in this reform process. The bulk of the discussion encompassed moving more medium security prisoners to regional county jails to take the pressure off state facilities. It was noted that such a move could save the state roughly $22.5 million annually. It costs about $14 more per day per inmate to house in state-run facilities compared to a county-managed facility. Counties with regional jail facilities seeking to increase their inmate capacity are encouraged to contact their local legislative delegation to support this matter. Bills introduced affecting counties. House Bill 278 authorizes leasing certain land by cities and counties for less than the minimum percentage of market value under certain circumstances. No action has been taken on this measure. Senate Bill 2204 authorizes off-duty use of municipal and county police vehicles by certain law enforcement officers engaged in private employment. Additionally, this measure requires approval of the local government entity whose vehicle is involved before the private employment usage can take place. No action has been taken on this measure either. This concludes this week's MS Supervisors Legislative Update. Stay tuned for next week's update. The House and Senate will reconvene on Monday, February the 3rd at 4 p.m. Thank you.